Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, open mic, inner sight, and hello everybody. And before I went on the air, inner sight created a new saying for the nursing homes. All right, the only good nursing home is no nursing home. That's the only good nursing home we want. No nursing home. All right. So tomorrow night's our nursing home show. So don't miss it. We got a great theme on that tomorrow night. The government should make sure that a resident in a nursing home doesn't lose their housing, so they have a place to go and get out quick. All right, inside open mic. We hope to get the phones open. And if you call in, you know, just keep it cool, keep it clean. Talk about what you want. You pick the subject. But no foul language on this show. All right, to give you the boot. All right, inner sight, open mic, and I heard on the news that the guy who hit Paul Pelosi with the hammer pleaded not guilty. So that means the government will spend millions of dollars now on a trial, taxpayers' money, and, you know, lawyers and all that. And I'm sure that they're going to make sure that everything is done exactly by the book, because they don't want to make a mistake. And some smart lawyer will come along and ask the judge to declare a mistrial. So there you have another expenditure when the economy is supposed to be in dire straits, you know, bad way or whatever, that we'll have to pay for. They would free up some of this money from these damn nursing homes and put people in their own homes. You know, they could pay for a trial like that, and then some. Well, there's a way to get the money. All right, inner sight brought to you by the Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, the number. If you're disabled and you're not able to get around that well, let Gary know. You need the food for your animal, and sometimes he can have it brought to you. 631-484-3085. I want to thank the Islip Cleaners in Islip, New York, on Main Street, for their pledge of a donation. And my buddy Danny over there greatly appreciate that. Keep the show going. All right, let's see. Inner sight, Big East, the key to rescue. The Little Bear and Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. You dial them up. You can leave them a message. Or you can do the email. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. Do that again. That's the Big East, a key to rescue at Verizon.net. So adopt an Akita. A very, very versatile dog, by the way. Good dog for protection. Good dog to guard children. Good dog for service work, guide work. We proved that. And, you know, you got to get the right one. The Akita Rescue will help you evaluate the dog. And they also have trainers. 609-388-7004, Big East, Akita Rescue. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have perished at the hands of evil doers. We remember them, and we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. It's a good thought to keep in mind. Around the world, inner sight means freedom. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. And we are heard in many parts of the world. I'm very proud of that, you know, because even if a few people hear us, they know that there's an organization that believes in freedom, that's standing up for them and fighting for them under a flag that many, many other organizations cannot because they're prohibited. They have people may not know this. The independent living centers have a contract with the state. And that's why they can't just step out and say, get rid of the nursing homes, you know, they're horrible, and so on and so forth. They have to follow the contract. And many a times, following that contract does not allow you to be a good advocate. That's why Inner Sight is here. We can speak out. We don't have a contract with the state, and we don't want one unless they give us the free will to do what we got to do. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Let's see, what else we got? James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, if you need that kind of help. 516-783-9662, Bahamonde. You can't remember the last name, don't worry about it. Just call him James. Again, that number, 516-783-9662. On Jimmy Bahamonde. Yes, and Kennedy Realty, my buddy, Islip, New York, a supporter of Inner Sight, and we thank him. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information on what's going on with the housing market. You hear it on the news every day. Get it firsthand from Mr. Kennedy. He's on the front lines with housing. 631-888-1186 is the number. I'll give it to you again in a minute. Tell Kennedy you heard about him on Inner Sight. He'll appreciate that. 631-888-1186 on Kennedy Realty. His office is right on Main Street in Islip, New York. Around the world, open mic. And I don't want to give the phone number out yet because I don't know if we're going to have the phones open. We may have to resort to other means to get some people on the line. You know, you got to improvise. You got to be prepared for anything on this show. All right. Let's see, what else we got? Well, we'll hold the Able News and see if we can get that on later. Hey, you want to learn how to protect yourself? I got a good number for you with a great guy who runs it, Devin Fernandez, and Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight presents Insight. 631-445-3465. you know, he's a blind dude and he knows his stuff and teaches at the school called the JoJo every Saturday. You got to call him for more details. Call the Insight, Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464, Devin Fernandez. And tell him you heard about it right here on Inner Sight. All right, this is Open Mic, the program where you can talk about anything you want, and hopefully we'll get the phones open so we can get some calls. A lot of people are busy with the, I know the World Series is on, I think there's a game tonight, so people wound up in the baseball world. I used to be for many years. Remember when I was a kid, you'd go down to the candy store, and 5 cents, you'd get a pack of baseball cards and a piece of bubble gum. Well, the dentist liked the bubble gum part. You know, we liked the baseball cards. And you used to trade them and flip them and, you know. I heard a few weeks ago in the news that Mickey Mantle, the old Yankee center fielder, Mickey Mantle card in good shape was worth, what, a couple of $100,000. I used to have one of those. Wish I still did. You know, you get rid of your stuff as you go along, and you say, I don't want this anymore. This, you know, Mickey was a great player. He retired and all that and passed away. So if you have an old Mickey Mantle card and it's in good shape,
my husband
you might want to investigate how to cash it in. And I'm sure that there are other cards worth money. I would imagine that Roberto Clemente is he died very young.
Yeah, I heard that.
In a plane crash.
Yeah.
But, you know, guys like that. And many of those cards probably worth money to the right person. You have people who are collectors. All right, Open Mic, engineer is on board, co-host.
Yep, I'm here. Yep.
Are you there? You're there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yep, I'm there.
All right.
I'm here.
So, 213-816-1650.
We have a whole bunch of
people. Phone number if you want to dial in. Keep it clean. Talk about what you want. And, I don't know, you hear all kinds of stuff in the news. Some of it believable,
some of it not.
You got to use common sense.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you ready? Okay.
I only know about the news stories that I know were true.
Right.
You know, that you were part of. You know that's true because you were part of it. Now, what did you say?
You have two people who want to speak and one person listening. And I don't recognize the numbers, but that's okay. We'll let people in. Anybody. All right.
All right. Open mic.
Yep. Here it comes.
And
hello
say
there.
Your piece. Keep it clean. Inner Sight. Hello.
Green.
You're on the air.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. My
so you're
check.
A pastor
One, two,
tonight?
Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah,
we hear you. We're listening.
All right, well, how y'all doing tonight, first and foremost?
Doing very well.
Greetings, salutations.
Thanks.
Y'all said it was over money, so I decided to take all my 300 winning team members to show.
Okay.
Amen. So I'm looking forward to the dialogue. If it's open night, you got the floor. I'm going out the way.
That's right. So you got anything you would like to say, maybe?
Where's your church?
My church? Or his church?
Pastor. You right in it. We are actually live on... I've been on over 10,000 radio shows just like this one. I believe in the 365 Days of Radio campaign and exposing what's going on in the world from the people who's actually changing the world. That's why we have the winning team. I mean, it's people all across the country that's getting this text message. Please come on, press the number one on your keypad. Be heard, get included. We got Reverend Green. We got Will J. There's so many people out there I'm working with right now. These are all... moving shakers in the world. They doing stuff. I'm in Mesa, Arizona right now. William J. is in El Paso, Texas, and Reverend Green is in Atlanta, Georgia. And everybody's getting the text message. So it's very imperative that y'all open the lines up to the callers that's calling in. As y'all calling, I'm texting.
Mm-hmm. Well, put the word out. They can call in here if they want.
Yeah, they can.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm right here. I'm going on
there. All right. Awesome. Just absolutely awesome.
The phone number is 213-816-1650, and we go all over the world.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Our stats show it.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. We're doing good, and we're volunteering, and we just want to, you know, God is impressed when he knows that people, you know, love other people. So, I mean, God is love, in my opinion. That's that.
We believe we're doing God's work. Inner Sight is very spiritual.
We are.
And we urge people to join us.
Yes. So welcome. What's your, would you like to share your name, I should say? Or I don't have anything, you know, like your
Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
Okay. Pastor Don
Jr., CEO. That's how you can Google me. That's my website. Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Chief Executive Officer. Just like that.
Oh, that's your website. Huh?
Yes. That's my website. That's my name. That's who I am.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for
calling
in.
Thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to listen. I want to hear who's going to call in for my team.
Okay.
Well, you can stay by and listen.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Pastor.
Yep.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic.
We have one more. Two more.
213-816-1650. And, you know, you can pick your own subject. You want to. They say never talk about religion and politics. I don't agree with that.
I'm not afraid to talk about anything. Me either. Not anymore.
So whatever you want to talk about, you know, our opinions will be open.
That's just that. That's right.
We're open-minded, and, you know, we also believe in certain principles.
Philosophies, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, let's take another call. Inner Sight Live, open mic.
Here it comes.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
So my name is Mike Ellison. I'm also with Pastor Don, CEO of the Winning Team. I also received a text to call in, and I heard the show. And I really liked it, and I wanted to share something. And I think it's good for the show because I don't think anybody's really talked about something like this. So I wanted to talk about, like, kind of like the struggles of being an artist and being a producer and trying to basically help the community and in a community that basically doesn't represent you or don't support you. So So I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I'm rapping Columbus sound. And yet the city, you know, people from the city that's from Columbus, they like, you know, like putting two fingers in the ears. And
oh my.
It means something to me because I'm trying to stop the killing. And I was also trying to stand up for myself in the form of a lot of opportunities that I could have had was denied and declined because I was from Columbus.
Wow.
I called in a radio station and I gave them Columbus sound and they loved all the material, but yet they're telling me, oh, you got to be in Atlanta, you know, or you got to be in New York, or you got to, I like boom bap. I like the 90s boom bap, hip hop rap, you know, poetry and R&B. And they're like, you know, no, you got to rap like basically what's current, like, you know, and nothing's wrong with that, but I try to stay in my era, true to my roots, because I just believe in that, and I came from that cloth, you know. And it's really sad on how a lot of people don't understand what the artists have to put into this. So for me, like, I've recorded a lot of people. I've written a lot of songs for a lot of people, received a lot of death threats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like a lot, like it's a lot, just a lot to do this music. It's really a lot, and I've been a lot of supportive. At one time I had literally 1,000 CDs of a lot of artists' music, and I didn't even have an album out, you know. So
right.
I went to a lot of shows, I supported, you know, and like I was in a group. And it was called Breath of Fresh Air, and we was really nice, you know, but we just kind of, it was a disconnect. And I remember one day I had got kicked out of the group the same day I got my life threatened, you know what I mean? And it was like a situation, and I was really trying to, like, really understand why the things could have been happening. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to go on my own and I'm going to drop my first album, and it was going to be called Great Depression Era. And the crazy thing is I had then lost my mentor exactly 2 months after deciding I'm going to go this route, and this is going to be the album of my life. And like, you know, also telling where I'm from, that's where Columbus.
So do you have an album out now?
I mean, I'm working on it. I got Great Depression Air, the single. It's on Reverb Nation. I'm working. I got a YouTube. I got a podcast. It was Mike Ellis. I'm just putting in good work.
All right. Well, that's good. You know, you sounds like you're a busy guy, and you're really into music.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. I just try to be busy because I want to, you know, basically kind of compete, and also, you know, in the form of also standing for a cause. I really wanted to drop Great Depression Era because of the times of 1929 and through the 19 and how it, like, refers into right now. It's the same thing. A lot of family suffering, a lot of killing, a lot of chaos, a lot of things going down. You know, and it's kind
of a lot of waste of money by the government too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
we see it all. So, you know, kind of putting it to the forefront, trying something different.
Yeah. Well, listen, thanks
for the
call, man.
Trying to help a lot of people who are stuck in nursing homes too. So, if you know of anybody with, you know, who doesn't want to be in a nursing home but they're stuck in there, let us know. Give us a call. We'll help out.
Yeah, tell them to call us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. I like you guys' show. What you guys are doing is amazing. I appreciate you giving me opportunity to talk on your show. And
call in anytime.
You're calling anytime.
I will. I'll definitely call in. Hopefully, you know, we can get some music on the radio station and everything, and definitely hear from you guys again and give y'all updates on Great Depression Air, because I'm going to do an EP and then I'm going to do an LP. So, titles like I Broke My Own Heart and Slow Decline, No Place Like Home, and The Game Is to Be Sold, Not to Be Told, Realness, Satisfaction Guaranteed, And We Know, Sink or Swim, Zone Out, Mama's Prayer, My Heart Goes Out to You, Love Is Overdue, and No Mercy.
Oh. Nice.
So it sounds like it's going to be a good album.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
To
we're
like
move
Marvin.
On.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank
and
you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Okay. Thank
You're
you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. In a sight, 213-816-1650. Hold it. 116,800. And what was the last count?
116,879
listens.
Yes, beautiful,
right.
People. Thank you.
So we want to make that 117,000.
That should be soon.
Hoping to make that this week.
I hope so.
All right, open mic, and let's take another call.
Okay.
From around the country.
Yeah.
Hello.
God bless you. How you doing?
Good. God bless
good.
You.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. This is Reverend Green from Chicago. I'm presently in Atlanta, Georgia. Man, I'm listening to your show and it's positive. I love it, man, and I'm in 100% support.
Oh, awesome.
Well, thank you
currently,
very much.
Yes, sir. Currently, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, on God's business. I left Chicago about a month ago, drove to Atlanta exclusively to address a problem that exists in our society. And that problem is that every year, every month, everything is getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, since we were children, we watched the church do the ritual, prayer meeting, Bible study, outreach ministry, watch service, pray the new year in, all of these beautiful services. But let me ask you this. Have things got better or worse since you were little?
Well, worse, I would say. Much worse.
Wow. That's sad that we can even say that, and that quick, without even having to even think about it. My point is, everything is getting worse, and we're doing the same rituals. So a
That's
fair
right.
assessment, what we've been doing and are doing, it's not working.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a sad reality.
Well, that's what we talk about all the time. The system has to change the way they do things.
Yeah,
there you go. See, the problem is, this is the problem, and that's why I left the comfort of my home. God gave me this over 20 years ago. 8 years I diligently prepared for it, and I left home in September, and I'm here in Atlanta to meet some of the big celebrities and the ones to whom much is given as much is required. But that it's time for us as a society to realize that what we have as far as a belief institution is ineffective in society today.
Oh, God, yes.
It's ineffective. So this is the problem. Einstein said that a man is insane to think you can get a different result out the same behavior. Our belief institutions, our churches, not a religion. I'm talking from Buddhist to Muslim to Episcopalian.
Everybody
has it wrong because everywhere it's getting worse every year.
Yeah,
and we keep with the faith that one day it'll get better. Well, if God hasn't answered that problem in 50 years of my life, then pretty much you all, he's not going to answer that one for us. Fair assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So my point is, it's no longer for us to contact and call God to fix a problem that's right in front of us.
That's right.
Homelessness is something that we can see, we can handle. People on the streets, we can handle. People hurting, we can fix that. People that are sick, we can help them. So the reason God hasn't answered that prayer is because it's almost pathetic that we have every tool necessary to clean up this earth that he gave us. But we yet and still continue to call on him to come down and clean up a problem that's right in front of us.
I agree with you.
I agree with you.
You got to do it yourself.
That's
there
right.
There you go, my brother.
Can't
the
put it off on the Lord, you know.
There you go. We're doing a lot of faith, but no work. And the Bible says faith without work is dead. So what we've experienced since I was a child, 50 years,
is
a lot of faith, but no work. And that's what we're seeing is the depreciation of work. It's almost as pathetic as looking at your backyard and seeing your grass grow, and you run in the house and call God, oh, Lord, cut the grass. 50 years later, you got a rainforest. You still ain't cut it. Why ain't you went to Home Depot at your lawn and a couple of guys and handle that yourself? That's what God expects us to do. I heard earlier in the show when you mentioned about love. That's the key. That's the key. That's the key.
God is love.
What I'm here to do is collectively bring the Belief Institution, and that's over 150 million people that believe in God and worship. I want to bring us together, and instead of us saying we're an army for the Lord, we're going to act like an army and attack. We're going to attack. And we're going to attack with love. Think about 150 million blessings a week that have put the devil on the run. We can fit this thing. So I'm Reverend Green. I'm that light in the dark. I'm that guy. Yeah, that God assigned to lead this mission of taking us to the next level and cleaning up this mess we made. Listen, 80% of people believe in God and are positive and working and with home family people. 20% are acting a damn fool. We outnumber them by 4. We can put that fire out. So I'm going to lead the charge. We're going to go and assess them and help them where they're at and clean it up so that we can get this life that God promised us more abundantly.
Yeah.
Amen, Reverend.
Amen to that.
That's what I'm on, bro. So, I'm here in Atlanta right now. I have a website, revgreensmusic.com. People can go there and purchase my songs. I got a song out because years ago God gave me this, my brother and sister. He gave me this about 20 years ago. I've been through hell and high water. I've been in prison. I've been homeless. I've been rich. I never understood. On drugs, never understood. But in 2002, God gave me a second chance. But I didn't understand my journey. Why did I go through so many things? But now I understand that it was that I can have a testimony, not my opinion. I can tell people I was messed up. Yeah. And he cleaned
me. Do you have any music you could play for us over the air?
I have a song that's on YouTube, and actually, I'm not good at phones. I'm on the phone with you all. I'm a terrible phone person. I'm low for the phones. But I have a song called Rev Green, and you can find it on Google. It says Rev, R-E-V, Green. It's
all right.
Hold on a second. If you could repeat that? I'm a little hearing impaired.
I'm sorry. It's Rev Green, R-E-V,
Rev
Green.
Rev Green, okay.
Rev
it's
Green.
All for you,
yep,
Lord.
Got it.
It's all for you, Lord. I have a white suit on. And that song, I wrote that song because God gave me all of the time I have behind me. And I'm a fair assessment individual. I realize I have more time behind me now than I have in front of me. And God allowed me to all of that time, all of those stupid behind mistakes I made, all of those errors, my kids. So he gave me all that time behind me. So now I come to my realization of who gave it to me. I said the rest of the time I have left, I'm going to give it back to God.
Praise the Lord, man.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to share the rest of my life with his agenda for my life. And that's in leading the charge.
Well, you can call here anytime you want, Reverend Green.
That's right.
Bless you. Thank you so much. And you can find me, RevGreensMusic.com is my website.
Rev Green.
Yeah, RevGreensMusic.com. Like if you're talking
music.
About me.
Okay, I didn't hear that last part.
Yeah, that's RevGreensMusic.com. Yep, RevGreensMusic.com. You can go there. You can purchase. I got 7 songs on there because when God gave me this information, it was 20 years ago. And 8 years ago, I asked God, I said, man, I'm a nobody. How can I pay for it? And God said, use the gift I gave you. And if you want to go get your brothers and sisters, I'll bless the music. Use the gift. So I'm not the greatest singer. So I began to write music and make songs that to support what God did in my life. And I'm using the proceeds to start building foundations all over the United States that will house 500 people on the streets and put 200 people to work that need professional training. And they're going to be called SCFF, Set the Captives Free Foundation. And I'm going to build them all over, and I'm predicting 0% homeless in 2 years in the United States.
That's great.
All right.
We would like also, Frank, Give me 1 second. You have, you're thinking about making nobody homeless. Have you thought about helping people get out of nursing homes?
Listen, ma'am, this is the thing. When we start this ministry, the ministry is not a personal thing. It's a collective effort. So what I'm going to do is initiate the love and the start of the foundation. And then I want everyone to become creative in whatever area you see necessary. Hey, you're going to have a load of truth. Instead of us standing up in church and saying we're soldiers for the army of God, how about 150 million people that are soldiers, because I've never seen an army that didn't attack?
Get out and do it.
Yeah, just get out and do it.
You feel me? We say we soldiers for God, but and this is the problem. The devil fooled us. He tricked us. It's no one's fault that we didn't really look at the reality that things were kept getting worse. But listen, you and I, we have grandchildren. We have children. We don't want them to inherit our mess. So we need to clean this stuff up before we leave here so they can have the life that God promised.
Amen.
Listen, Reverend Green, we're going to move on with the rest of the show, but I really loved you calling in and call again, would you?
Yes,
thank
please.
You, sir. Support me, RevGreensMusic.com. You can purchase 7 songs for $20. The ministry, the money is going toward the ministry, and I'm in Atlanta from my home, strictly on God's business. So feel free to contact me.
All right, the whole world heard it, and we're going to check it out.
We're going to check
love
it out.
Thank you so much.
Care.
God bless you, and stay with
love. God bless you, too.
Thank you, Reverend. Be well.
Thank you, Reverend.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye-bye.
Inner Sight.
We have one more.
open mic and a great, great philosophy, that is, of Reverend Green, you know, and he's so right.
Yeah,
he's so right, because people will go to church, you know, and they think that that's the fulfillment. Well, it's not. You know, like the Reverend said, faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
And it's true.
It's
people
true.
Have to start doing things to help people, to change the way things are done. That's why we do a show on the nursing home. That's why we told you about the guide dog Milton, who was killed at the school, and the school is not regulated or licensed. All these things that we do, that we say,
live it,
are contained in what that Reverend just talked about.
Yeah.
That people have to get out and do it. Not just go to church and make a gesture and kneel on your knees and think that you're a soldier for God. Well, you know, until you get out and do it, you're not.
That's right.
I mean, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
He didn't
he
sit home in some going
with all these beautiful
in some
herbs
church and just hold it. Let me finish.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Jesus didn't just go to some church and preach and that was the end of it. He got out and did it. He helped people.
Yeah.
He cured people. He did things for people.
Right.
He showed love to people.
That's it. Yeah.
And we need, and you know who the biggest ones who should be doing this? The politicians.
Oh, God, yeah.
The politicians have to show more love in what they do.
Yeah.
And for people. And they got to start listening to those of us who use the system, who need the services, like the disabled.
Right.
So thank you, Reverend Green, for that inspiration and bringing out that point. We have another
we have both Louie and another caller.
All right, before we do anything, let's get the Able News on.
Okay, here we go.
Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. to serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a site, open mic, 213-816-1650. And we got Louie the Lip on the line, one of our stars of the Friday Night Frolics.
Okay, here we come.
Bring him on stage. Louie the Lip.
Louie the Lip, how you doing, Louie?
This is Louie the Lip speaking.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Como esta? Como esta, amigo?
Muy bien, tú? Yeah, I'm all right. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Louie.
How you doing?
Good, good.
Halloween's over.
I can say good. What?
Halloween's over.
Oh, I know. We ate chocolate. Which
it's
was
over.
Not the best thing to finish it up. We didn't want to waste it, so we shared it.
Yeah. No more Monster Mash. No more Superstition. No more Wooly Bully and all that Halloween music that's put away.
Yeah, until next year.
Yeah.
Now we have All Souls Day coming up. Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, Frank, I had a good time with the word spelled backwards.
That I know, but they still have one day to represent it. Okay,
backwards?
Lou.
What'd you say about backwards, Lou?
We did that Friday spell Louie the Lip backwards, and I did you backwards and Suzanne backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was
fun.
That made me laugh.
Last Friday.
It made me laugh, too.
Well, let's see. What are we going to do this week?
Conga.
Well, Friday.
Come up with something weird.
I said a conga. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
No good.
You said what?
Conga. Do the conga.
What about
the conga?
I know
people can't see it, but somebody could sing it. I don't want to use. Not me.
Well, that's not weird. I'm talking about something funny, something that's going to grab people.
Yeah, well,
hey,
Louie. We have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Are you there? All right.
Yeah, I'm on a walkie-talkie telephone.
Hey, what's happening with the World Series, Lou? You been watching it?
It's on now. Series tied at one apiece.
Oh, wow.
How's the standing?
What?
The standing.
All right. Yesterday it was canceled because it rained out in Philly.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
So they're back in Philly?
Yeah, they're in Philly right now.
Okay.
Oh, it's
now the series
one game
tied
apiece?
At one apiece. Yeah, one game
one
apiece.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Tied. Tied at one apiece.
Wow.
Who are you rooting
That's
for?
Cool.
Philadelphia Phillies, not Houston Astros. No. Well, I'm a Yankee fan. The Yankees
That's
have done.
You're going with the East right now.
There's some guy who bet $10 million that Houston would win.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of
if
money.
If he wins,
but
I hope he makes
donated.
A donation to Inner Sight.
Yeah, that's right.
They got Italian food in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They got pizza.
How'd you know
they
that?
Got Philly steak.
Yeah.
Philly cheese steak. With onions,
they got all
doing
kinds
on
of
bread.
Food over there. Yeah.
Oh, it's making me hungry now. I didn't eat dinner yet, guys. It's kind of late for me with dinner, too.
Rocky Balboa statue is in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my friend Ira Tucker, his dad's statue is in Philly, too, from the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Oh, really?
It's a great... gospel group. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why, I know Iotaka is in gospel.
Yeah, his dad was the lead singer of the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think I remember Ira Tucker from way back.
Yeah.
Sure you do.
Yeah, I know him now only.
Remember that song by Paul? By Paul Simon called "I'm a Rock." Remember that?
Yeah,
actually.
Well, that was the Dixie Hummingbirds and the backing him up on that song.
Wow. That was cool.
Yeah. She goes, "Love me like a rock. Love me like a rock, oh baby. She loves me."
Aw.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, you know it, huh?
Yeah, he knows it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Louie.
Talk to me.
Tell people about Friday night. Come on, we're going to have some fun, man.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Okay, listen up. This is Rosanna Dana, talking to the Blog Talk Radio. And make sure it's Friday night from 8 to 9. It's the fireworks on Blog Talk Radio and in the site. We got a lot of fun, and Rosanna and Sanford and Son and Honeymooners and Lauren and Hardy. Your friendly philosopher. And many more.
Yeah, we got to do.
We'll have a little quiz, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, a lot of these famous entertainers, they sang songs and everything, had different.
Wow, 4-1 Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
4-0.
Good, good.
Oh wow.
Yeah, home run.
So,
nice.
What kind of? Hey Lou, I got a question for you.
Okay, hit it.
What kind of pizza pie did Dean Martin eat when he sang Amore?
Regular pizza?
Yeah, that's what I
did. Yeah, well, he had stuff on it, though. Dino never ate regular pizza. It was pepperoni and sausage and pickle and tomato and cabbage. And, oh, man, it was full of all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow.
His real name is Dino Corcelli, better known as Dean Martin.
That's it.
He's from Steubenville, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Passed away December 25th, 1995, of respiratory failure.
Aww.
Oh.
At age 78 years old.
Yeah.
He was a young guy, that's not old.
No, that isn't. Not
hey,
nowadays.
Lou, did he smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, a little bit and drinks.
A little bit and drank. Wow.
Yeah. That probably didn't help his respiratory condition.
Yeah.
He was on a mad hour of the Dean Martin roast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll have a little bit of that on Friday night.
Okay.
Hey
guys, I'll give you a buzz on Friday. I'll keep trying.
Okay.
Yeah, don't forget to call in.
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep trying. If you're doing that other show, Flanagan, what's his name? Jimmy Flanagan.
Oh.
Flanagan? Wait
Flanagan.
A minute, who's
Jimmy
Flanagan?
Delican. Jimmy Delican?
No.
Oh, Dinnigan.
Dilligan, Jimmy Dilligan, all right.
Jimmy Dinnigan.
Dinnigan.
Oh, I'll remember that, and I'll call you Friday, okay?
Hey,
I'll call
you
Friday.
About me,
I'll call you, I'll keep trying.
Shut up, Jimmy. All right.
Take care, Lou.
I love you, Lou.
Take care.
All
right.
Yep.
All right, in a sight, open mic, and you're out there, 213-816-1650. I want to thank all our callers for calling in. We got any more calls?
No, we're good.
Huh?
The rest are listening again.
No other calls?
Sure, I got. Oh, they. Okay. Yeah, that's it. One is listening.
Oh,
that's
all right.
That's great. Yeah.
So, open mic. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. Don't want to miss that, with the theme of the government should make sure that nursing home residents do not lose their housing.
That's right.
I mean, why, you know, look what happens. Nursing homes, people in nursing homes lose their housing. That means the government is adding to the homeless population.
Yeah.
And they should be setting the example to reduce it.
That's right.
So there you go. We're gonna tweet that tomorrow.
So oh, we have another caller.
Thursday night. Hold on, caller. Thursday night is a show that we've been hearing a lot about in the news. Supplemental income.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk about that. And a lot of these groups, as it was put in the news, a lot of these groups want changes. Well, we're going to tell you what we believe those changes should be.
Right.
Because if you leave it up to the politicians, you're not going to get anything.
That's right.
You're going to get what they want to throw you, and that's not acceptable.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, let's take one more phone call on open mic,
yep,
keep it clean. Live, hello.
Here it comes. Hello there.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I was stuck on mute. My name is William Burks for the future. I'm with Pastor Don. I got in a little late. I just got out of work. Excuse me, if I can get a recap, maybe I can chime in on that and offer a perspective.
Yeah, you can listen to this show anytime, day or night, in the archive.
Yeah, we have a lot of archive shows because we just believe in making sure everybody has been informed, and not only informed, we have to get together to get the disabled population and the elderly population the care that they need. And that's very important.
Absolutely.
Where are you calling
I'm
from?
Really about that. I'm actually calling from Texas, the Panhandle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the elderly is something I'm very passionate about. I started For the Future to make the world a better place for everyone.
I look at
it as a way that the youth eventually will be taking care of us. So it's just as vital to get better care for the elderly and us to make sure
that
the youth taken care of. And when they're in that position, we can get rid of a lot of abuse in those homes. I'm not saying everyone's guilty, but it's just not the same as it was, you know, 20, 30 years ago to be in a nursing home. And now they treat it as a job, as actual care for the patients.
It's gotten a lot worse.
Yeah, it got a lot
because
worse.
Because of the
I've
way
been
the
four
system
different
is set up.
Homes as a patient. And let me tell you, I never liked any of them, even though, you know, I was placed in them because my insurance would only accept a rehabilitation that was, you know, like a nursing home rehabilitation. Well, they're suffering a lot, the nursing homes, and a wise way to do it would be to change all these to accessible housing. You know, we have a nursing home show specifically for this tomorrow, and I'm the host of it. So if anybody would like to call in with ideas and stuff, that'd be great. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely. I'll definitely tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people who are younger today don't realize that they could very well wind up in a nursing home. We're doing this not just for us, but for younger people too.
Yeah.
You know, a person should have the right to remain in their own home, and there's plenty of resources that haven't been tapped into by the government to make that happen.
Look at all
the agencies we have in this country for the elderly and the disabled. Why aren't they raising money to keep people in their own home rather than a horrible nursing home where thousands of people recently died from infection and virus because the politicians wouldn't declare an emergency and get them out?
That's what they should have done.
It's for everyone that we advocate.
Sure is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So listen, thank you, caller. We're almost off the air, but I really, what's your name?
My name is William Burks. I'm CEO and owner of For the Future.
It's
a nonprofit organization that does free semi-educational car shows for the youth in the communities around us. It's based in Unity. We bring people together, and I usually get the local fire department and police station involved for educational purpose, as well as to help the youth get more comfortable with their emergency response teams, with the safety of them, and trying to, you know, lessen the police tension with society, you know. They're approachable.
Cool.
They're coming to talk to the kids. When I was a young buck,
we
they brought us baseball.
Caller. I don't know if you could squeeze them in. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's a great work that you're doing, and we really appreciate your calling in.
Definitely.
And feel free to call in anytime.
Yeah, you can.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have me. I'll definitely tune in on that show tomorrow. That's definitely something I'm passionate about. So I'd love to hear a little more about what you guys do.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, William.
Thank you for your time. Have a blessed
evening. Be well.
Be well, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, and you've been listening to Open Mic. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. Tune us in. And we need volunteers.
One more caller. Do we have time or no? No.
No. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
We need volunteers to go out into a mall or a busy place, shopping center, and get names on our petition. You go to change.org. We have a nursing home petition to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing and liberate people and give them a chance to live their lives.
That's
the bottom line of our nursing home project that we're working on. So if you'd like to volunteer, give us a call. We have a number for the nursing home program, 631-487-2038, if you'd like to talk about being a volunteer, and we'll explain in detail. And you could possibly make some money with it, too.
Yeah, that's
just good. Inner Sight. It's been Open Mic. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You're welcome.
And join with us tomorrow night on the nursing home program to learn why you should help.
Yeah.
No matter what age you are. Because anyone can wind up in a nursing home anywhere in this country.
Okay.
They got them all over the country, too. So be with us tomorrow night, and we'll have some good information, and hopefully people will call in and give us some good information.
That'd be nice.
You know, we're always willing to learn.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Inner Sight. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled.
Thank
our Inner
all
Sight
the
number,
casters and everybody.
Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner
Good night,
Sight.